Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Wow, thank you, everyone. Wow, we got a nice little audience here in our Virginia Beach studio. We have our Facebookers. What did you say? It's mainly...
Right now it's international.
International audience.
With a heavy European presence.
That's right. And we also have you. Those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio.
The listeners.
Yes, our faithful listeners. And if you're new, we welcome you. You're only a newcomer once to the show. So please settle in. Get yourself a beverage if you feel like it. And take your shoes off. Yeah, Jim's got his, that's for sure. I've got my handy-dandy cup of coffee. So we're going to proceed and share with you that this is a method where I use only an ordinary deck of playing cards. So we must make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. Yeah, I'll get to you.
No, I said not angel cards. It was the other one I was throwing out there.
I didn't say not angel cards.
That's why I was held it up.
Oh, okay.
You forgot.
I'm getting to you.
Got scammed already.
Anyway, it's important for you to know that. I love tarot. Never could pick it up myself. I tried. But I do love getting readings. It's a beautiful, like, all-encompassing reading involving, well, kind of your whole lifetime, where this method, personal prophecy, is far more literal, having to do with the here and right now, and can be very life-changing, as I've learned over these many years. And now I'm going to turn this over to you, Mr. Jimbo.
Real quick, two things, then we'll get into the important stuff. Reminder, the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our disclaimer. Everybody just take everything with a grain of salt. And if you're an international viewer or caller, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out. We already gave a million shout-outs before the Blog Talk Radio started. And Mike just showed up also from the
UK. Hey, Mike.
Part of the British invasion.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Luna has arrived, too.
Oh, Luna.
She's from our home. Not our home. She's from our home country.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Now let's get into stuff. Numbers, because you got to have numbers. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get a reading or Skype in, because we got those. When you call in, you'll get a message about going on hold and hearing the show, and that's what will happen. And it means everything's cool. I called in. I always do a test. If you guys, the Facebook folks, see me on the phone, I'm not addicted to my phone. Once we start the show, I want to make sure everything's cool. If there's something snafu, we'll restart the show.
Tonight it seems to be flawless.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just checking everything out.
She doesn't stay in her lane well. You know what she's looking at right now? She's staring at a Microsoft Word document. Like it's a Facebook document people typing. All right. Anyway, you'll be on hold. When we take your call, because I know you'll be on speakerphone, because that's what you do when you got to wait. When we take your call, please get off speakerphone, get off Bluetooth devices if you legally and safely can. We understand if you can't. You can't break the law and you can't go in a ditch or something, whatever you're doing.
Yes.
But there's concerns with the noise, and we'll get into that too. Make sure that you become stationary if you can. Also, now that you take our call, when you're on hold, you do multitask, do dishes or whatever. But please cease that. And watch your background noises that you might not even think are background noises, like the show itself playing on device or radio or people and crowds. And all of this sounds like a lot of nonsense. It's because your call is going through the internet, through Blog Talk, and comes back through the internet, comes out speakers out of our computers, and the quality is going to go downhill fast. So we're going to ask each other to repeat our swords 1,000 times, and that's just going to only make the call longer.
Are we
going to
say, can you hear me?
Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say back and forth? And bottom line is, you know, if there's a lot of people, they might start getting screwed on there the amount of time they get. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
Now, before we get to the call, are you finished?
No, I am not finished.
Then I will.
Yes.
That's my place. Stand
and
down.
Another method of communication is Facebook Messenger for those that cannot pick up a phone or Skype in. Typically, it's our international folks, but not always. Now, the thing about that is right off the bat, I want to make it key. Don't just Messenger in, like, so you can get in line and get on hold. There is no hold. There is no line. So only Messenger when either you hear us say to Messenger us or I type it to the Facebook Live folks that are viewing. All right? And we're gonna work you in. You know, we work you in with the calls. We focus on the callers that were on hold the longest before the show even started, but we'll work you in between once we start rocking and rolling. And when it gets down to it, if those both kind of drop off, then we'll just do it the old school style like we said. We first started doing the international stuff. Let you guys just type your question.
Okay.
So you got options.
Done?
I am.
All right. I'd like to bring up a couple of really important points before we leap in and do some readings. First of all, it's really important to bear in mind that these readings are focused on potential. Doesn't mean everything that's in these cards is going to be carved in stone. And truthfully, very little is, because our lives do fluctuate from day to day and from the choices and changes that others are making. So that's why we encourage a lot of constant, you know, getting readings, because the more you get, the more clarity can be established with your reading and the more connection I feel to you. Because I get to see your heart.
It's not unlike people that do therapy.
Very
you know,
much, you're right.
Your first therapy session, you're not going to walk out of thinking, I'm great, I don't need to go back ever again.
Yeah.
Basically, you notice the therapist is, well, unless they have one that tapes it or whatever, but they're writing down stuff because they got to build and learn about how you tick and what's going on in life, what concerns you, things like that. And then that way each session afterwards gets better.
I agree. I would call it more like intuitive life coaching is really the direction these readings take. The other thing I wanted to stress here is there has to be expansion that comes to your life. Because I'm going to tell you plain out right here, no, like say, meaningful long-term love interest, no job, no big sweeping change that you're expecting for your life is literally going to walk up and knock on the door. You have to bring expansion to what is perceived in your reading. In other words, you need to feel motivated and inspired to go forward and open new doors. Be more receptive if you're interested in, say, a new job. Then you have to remain aware and be looking for it, because it's not going to really look for you, as you know, Jim, as you know.
Yes, everybody knows.
Yeah.
That's been in the employment world, unless you got one of those rare situations where a relative knows somebody hooks you up. But that's not
the fair. Other thing I want to stress.
Lottery.
Yeah. Is that we use choice and change as effective tools here in readings. So as we're sitting right now in the present, we're going to look down the road at what's ahead for you. And you'll have the freedom, the ability, the power to actually make changes in that path. Nothing is there that has to be there. I mean, sure, there are a few instances where you're going to have to prepare. Or say a big setback, the loss of somebody, something like that. But the vast majority of experiences and things that we anticipate for ourselves, that we manifest, it's because we're going to literally create our own reality. I've seen it happen. In fact, I'm doing it. I am living my dream. And if any of you out there have a dream, if I can do it, you can do it. So just wanted to bring those thoughts forward, because some very occasionally we get callers who get mad. You know what I mean?
We are, yeah. Very rarely, but it happens. It's just like You know what they always say? There's some people you can't please.
They think I'm a wizard, and I'm just going to materialize somebody. You know, it's almost like they're beating on the table.
And then when they hear things they don't want to hear, they're like, no.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
No, really? Why don't you go to, like, some carnival? Crystal ball place that'll tell you exactly what you want to hear just because they want to take your dime.
You're not
even making money, dum-dums, I wanted to say. Jesus, you know, the only thing if we're scamming you out of your cash, you know. But anyway,
That's my sermon for today.
One thing I forget, and I always forget, so at least I'm consistent, is at the end of your reading with Deborah, you will hear that sound. And that sound means two things. First thing it means is that you're going to have an angel card reading, hence the harp. It's like single card on your way out the door before you take the next caller. And what it also really means is that reading with Deb, that sucker is over. You don't get the thrill 3, 4, 5, question number 6. Oh, real quick. No, there is no real quick because these are free readings. We have other people waiting. If you want to monopolize your time with Deb, you're welcome to do so by visiting the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange private readings. And then you just you two, nobody else, no interruptions. As many questions you can get in that time slot, all yours. Alrighty then, we ready?
We are ready.
I like this because I don't have to look anything up. Oh, let me update my list.
You have to do that because as the calls come in and they are in a queue.
And as fast as it came, she went bye-bye.
They don't bring them in order.
90% of the time they do, but every once in a while, they don't. And I'm like, it's kind of not fair that you don't list them in order, you know? So I put a Word document, make sure that those who hold the longest go next. Speaking of those who hold the longest, this person was holding before the show started, and it's all ones. Skype, we don't know. All ones.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Melissa.
Hi. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And we're happy to have you kick off the readings for us.
Yeah, to the other folks out there, we got a Skyper. See, you can Skype in.
So tell us, how are you doing and what's happening?
Yes, I want to thank you for what you were saying. That was very well said. And thank you. That's giving a very nice for people.
Thank you.
And I your energy is very, very good. I like it. So I have a question for you, please. I've been having some clarifications. Your prediction of 6 weeks ago, a call came out true. But I was trying to get some clarification that we have had a little bit like we've had clarifications, but I just like to know like the clarification that I've had, like some of the stuff that this past 2 days he has said to me. Is it coming from her? Like, is he?
Okay, give us an idea. What sort of things? Hello.
My question is, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is she poking him to like to argue, or is he? Telling her at your what you practice.
Okay.
That's what I need.
Okay, Melissa, what sort of things is he saying that feel like he's being coached?
Like he knows I'm low on the green. I don't want to say the word. And
on the green. Yeah.
And so he knows that, and he's just like there is an advisor I had for maybe over 10 years, and he's like pushing me to get. Anyway, the question is: so he is saying like he wants me to be how I question him to be with someone that I know for over 10 years. Like I feel like a little bit of a jealousy there.
Or the partner, the business partner.
This one is I never had a business with him partner, just someone that helped the family.
You know.
All right, So let me
you pay a service.
Let me look for you, Melissa. But folks, this is a situation we've been working on for quite some time.
It's a good example of what she was talking about.
Yes. Now, I've read for Melissa enough now that she can make her question as generalized as it is.
Because it sounds like a general question, but it isn't knowing the history of the past readings. It's not that general after all.
Right. And I also want to mention to anybody that's new that I'm using a 24-card layout, which is what I use when you meet with me in my office or over the internet when we do a private session. This is what I will use, this very same layout. Also, others do like to draw, a couple random cards. I really don't feel comfortable doing it that way. I would really like to see the entire playing field.
Yeah,
so
the random card thing is what I do on your card thing.
And that's fine with Oracle cards like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything about that stuff.
I mean, you could put those together and tell a story.
Oracle was at Delphi. It was at Delphi or whatever in Greece way back in the day, before they were even Greece, I think. But anyway, let's not go to ancient history because we are here currently now getting a reading for
Melissa.
Did
we ever get the new deck?
Yeah, you put it in a box right there.
Oh. Well, we'll debut the new deck on Monday.
Monday, typically, likely. Depends, you know, life happens. We have a plan, but life says...
Okay,
I hate
Melissa,
your plan.
I have to ask you a question straight out, all right? And if you aren't comfortable answering, you can tell me.
But you can at least think about it.
But I need to know, because I'm seeing here that... Oh, boy, that doesn't sound good. That this man is working up to ask you for some money. Has he done that yet?
No, he has money. He doesn't need to do that.
Why doesn't he need to do that?
Because he has money.
Well, things can change, especially when there's some business stuff going on and relationship stuff
he's
going on.
He's trying to extricate himself from this business that he shares with this woman. And this woman and he used to be intimate partners. And I feel that he is going to ask you to front him alone, to front him some money. It looks like he will be saying it's for an airline ticket to come see you. But I would hesitate if I were you. You know, a man that tells you he's, got lots of dinero.
Yeah, a lot of times I say, I got a lot of money, but it's not liquid.
Liquid.
I can't access it right now, but I can soon. Not saying anything about this guy. This is like for other people with other scenarios. Not saying I'm not tying this to Melissa.
And I'm going to tell y'all straight out, this is how I got scammed out of $85,000 was in a scenario of, can you loan me this money for me to wrap up business dealings in another country? So, Melissa, I'm just saying that because I think you should be prepared. It's under sure to come true.
Ooh.
And you know how I feel about that spread in the layout.
So keep that in the back of your mind or in the front of your mind.
And, of course, you can do as you wish.
Yep.
If you want to give him money, but be prepared that he may not be able to return it to you for a very long time.
At least think about it. Take pause.
Is he being coached? I don't think so. But I still think she has a lot of influence over him. And she's dangling that business like a carrot.
Well, especially when they got so much tied up into it, right?
Yeah, she might be saying, you got to stay here another year or whatever the time period would be, because otherwise I'm not signing any dissolution of our partnership.
Yeah, and we'll just let the business tank itself into the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll all lose. All sorts of idle, they can be real threats too. But.
So just be very careful and watchful on how he acts. So Jim is going to give you an angel card here shortly. Otherwise, everything looks on the up and up. I just am concerned. On the up and up, everything looks good.
Everything looks positive so far, she's saying.
And I'm getting from you the vibe that things don't feel so right now in this relationship. And you know what? That's understandable. you've got to, if this is a long distance relationship, right?
Because I need to say something to you. And I like you said, you made choices. She has got on the phone and said that she's interested in me. She's interested in me intimacy, but he has not been with her in the intimacy in the physical part.
I told you,
not Melissa, like that.
You were going to hear from her. I told you that. And I hope you were prepared. Because this woman is... What?
Yeah, yes, you're right. That's what I said at the beginning of the call, that you're 100% right.
And I can hear in you that you're very concerned about, is he telling you the truth? Is she trying to interfere? Or is she telling the truth? See, this is when it can get very blurred.
Well, everyone should be concerned with these things.
Yeah.
You know, it's wise to be concerned. You don't want to have an ulcer, but you got to. You can't just keep running through life with your head in the sand. Of course, hard to run with your head in the sand. But anyway, let's do this.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what the angels have
right,
for you.
Before we say goodbye, Melissa, we're going to give you our angel card reading.
Go ahead.
Gentleness, Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environment.
And remember, you don't have to talk to her. You know, she's looking to muddy these waters and probably chase you off. You need to claim your power, Melissa. Nobody owns you, this woman least of all.
And you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
And if this man is a wuss, is that a bad
one? No, it's not a bad one.
I mean, if he is a coward, a wuss.
He's afraid of conflict.
Better you know now.
Yeah.
Because you need to step him and up and be a man.
All right. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa, thank you. Take care, honey. Enjoy, if you can, the rest of your weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Call us again. Bye-bye.
All right, and I didn't mention, but and she hung up on her own, but I don't hang up on people. I put you back on hold, so if you want to continue to listen to the show, because you might not be in a position to listen to it any other way, but you want to, it's up to you. You can hang up on your own, but I will put you back on hold. I will not disconnect you. That wouldn't be right.
You know, everybody out there, I've got to tell you, the scamming business is more alive and well than ever. I've been following a lot of online articles and a lot of stuff coming out from the FBI, the FTC, other agencies that are watchdogging.
The FTN, you know, all those agencies out there.
Anyway,
that's an inside joke for those that are out there.
Be careful. They are slick. They are really slick. Now they're doing something where they call you and pretend they're Amazon. And it'll really ring a bell when they say, hey, somebody's gotten a hold of your Amazon account, and they bought, well, in the instance that I read about, $1,000 computer. And we wanted to check because it's not originating from you, your address. Well, of course you're going to say no.
Right. But you can also go on Amazon and see if that purchase is up.
You can go look. But the thing is, too, the scammer said, I'm now going to connect you with the...
your financial
the
institution
bank fraud department.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never gotten a call from Amazon ever in my life, ever. They don't do calls.
But
they
also, they will not connect you to your bank. What's happening there is they're about to, rip you off.
Yep.
First, I don't know what the rest of the scam is, but be careful.
Be there. Buyer beware. We're not even a buyer. Anyway, next caller.
All righty, let's go.
We're going to take another caller, and then we'll probably... to see if we have folks on Facebook that would like to jump in.
Okay.
But first of all, let's go to area code 651, 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota. 651, welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to have you with us. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Well, Christiana.
Of course it is.
Nice to hear from you.
It's been a little while.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're good.
We're rocking Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good to hear. I was calling. It's basically the same thing. I'm getting some mixed answers on when I'm moving. So
okay.
I was just wondering if you see that within a few weeks, or is it going to be more like 4 months?
No, I did read on Facebook, because what you post comes through to me as a friend, that you had consulted somebody else who felt that it was going to be very soon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see now how that's playing out.
Is he a confirmation or a conflict? It's the damn C words. Well, anyway.
And actually, everybody, I do not feel the least bit threatened it when you seek advice from others.
No, and it's like a physician should not feel threatened if you go get second opinions. They should respect that you have that right. It's your body, your mind.
And if they get insulted.
Your house, if it's a contractor, your whatever, your car, if you're it's a mechanical thing, your whatever.
But if they get insulted,
your dog,
that should be a red flag.
Yeah, it should be a red flag, definitely. Unless it's like a lifelong friend that also is doing that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. All right, the card's going up. Do you have, now you're talking about moving, do you have things in the works? I mean, are you actively lining something up, or what is going on?
Yeah, I am.
You're on the list?
A place in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well,
I
have a case manager that's helping me get into affordable housing, so.
Good. Good. What's the flavor down there? Is it taking everybody a long time? Because a lot of times it goes by what the current trend is, or haven't you really got a finger on the pulse of that?
I suppose it varies for different people.
Oh, okay. So it's not, there's not like a trend where they can say every single person that's taken this long. Okay. All right. Well, what do you got, Deb?
I've got that this move is going to take place. It's just being delayed.
Well, she wants to know when.
For ridiculous feelings, reasons, I think. I'm not feeling it's going to be real soon. It may be delayed a bit. Now, what would be?
Well, I could tell you right now, typically, if there's any government involvement, their fiscal year is ending this month in September.
Yes.
So,
and that's true.
Sometimes they have budgets to yee-haw on spend, and sometimes they're on fumes and don't got squat.
And they're waiting for
October 1st. Now, that's one possible aspect.
And I think that timing in everything
and
is very important.
Which sucks because it's usually something we have no control over.
It is. Something we have no control over. But also, I feel that it's beyond your control.
Right. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just trying to be in the right place at the right time. That's what you hope for.
There's a woman here that appears to be really helpful for you. Is that your case manager?
Yeah.
Okay. But then there's somebody higher up from her who isn't quite,
sensitive?
No, like a fast-tracking kind of guy.
Oh, somebody that's just not really in a hurry to do anything?
Well, he just kind of takes his time and his work ethic is a little lazy.
Well, she was saying that it could possibly take like 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what it looks like to you? Or?
Well, yes. But I would want to leave a space open for it to happen sooner.
But you would expect that to be the extreme, 3 to 4 months, the longest it would take, not necessarily
sure
that long.
Yeah, you're dealing with a faction of the government, and you know what that
But you're not seeing it as soon as like that other region.
No,
you're not seeing it coming around the corner.
I see that, hon, you are really antsy to get this
going.
Yeah,
she cares.
Right here, under sure to come true for you.
She gives a damn.
Is that this could really get your nerves rattled.
Sure.
So if I were you,
and we totally understand.
I would suggest that you practice that P word that we do not like.
Patience.
Patience. But watch now. You can also say, okay, I'm going to be very patient about this.
Hmm.
3 or 4 months, okay, that's going to put me in the dead of winter, you know, and you'll be, slogging through snowbanks to move.
If it was like last year, damn. It would never stop snowing last year.
Yeah. But then take it in stride and say, I'm just going to let the universe give me this blessing when it feels the time is right. And sometimes I feel like it's like you're buttering up, you know, the energy of the galaxy, and they might go, oh, let's give her what she wants.
Yeah.
All right, Christiana, thank you so much. I'll stand by for your angel card reading. The subject is, you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Hey, I have a question for you, Hans, before we say goodbye. Are you moving in with someone?
No.
Are you sure?
So you're flying solo
well,
on this?
Well, sure. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, are you sure?
But there is someone that is going to be in a committed relationship with you, and they are going to move in. So
interesting. Things are making go.
Yeah, you're going to be in a relationship with a really great guy. And take it as it comes. Let this move coincide with this beautiful new relationship in your life. So just be expectant and ready to receive. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hugs and love, honey. Take care.
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will put her back on hold. Real quick, before we take our other callers, I'm opening up the floor to the Facebook Messenger folks.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough callers, so I can't do the type thing tonight like we did last night.
Unless we got
a lot of callers.
Yeah.
We have a lot. There are a lot of people who joined. But if we're going to give about a 30-second gap. Clock's ticking for Facebook Messenger.
Teresa says she's having trouble getting dropped on her call.
Well, nobody else has. Maybe she should reboot her cell phone if she's on a cell phone.
Yeah, that could be.
I've watched it, you know, or you can be in a weird.
I think she's 779, maybe. Or, no, she's on there.
Yeah,
no.
She might be somebody. But I would reboot your cell phone, or maybe you're in a location that just has terrible cell phone reception. But everybody else is rock solid on here. Hasn't been dropped.
So far.
Yeah, so anyway. Oh, Susan, do you know her? Says she bought a reading. Looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you, Susan. You know, that's part of my buy one, get one free promotion.
Oh, she nailed it then.
Going on right now. All right, so we'll talk about that before the end of the show. Answer,
but turn the volume up.
Hello there.
Hello, lovelies.
Oh, yes. And same to you.
Velkommen.
Now.
I see my chickens.
Oh, I only, no, should I have my, oh, you want me to, okay, just a minute. Oh, there.
I like it. You know what? You were holding with us, weren't you?
Yes, I was, but I hung up because you said Messenger and I said, heck with it.
She's slick. And you know what's hilarious?
Yeah, what?
Is that you were next.
You were next.
You were next on the phone list. You didn't know that, but you were next on the phone list. But either way, here you are.
She is showing. She's showing me a wide array of different colored chickens.
Oh, lots of
chickens. Look at them. Look at them.
Do you have a
I'm
roost?
Not here to talk about chickens.
Where are all the cocks at?
The rooster.
There's my cocks right there.
Yeah, I saw one of them. Yeah, I saw one.
There's two of them over there.
He was strutting around doing his thing.
Is he a horny little devil?
That's just a jerk.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, listen. So,
yeah, okay.
Situation. So you remember Mr. Hot Pants? You remember Hot Pants?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Hot Pants is kind of like, you know, he's been hitting me up, and he's probably heading this way. And yeah. I want to help him, but I don't know if it's a good idea. He says, you know, he's on a much better path and blah, 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 and he's, you know, gotten a lot of stuff out of his system. But I just want to know what the cards say because, you know, people talk a lot. But,
they
you know,
indeed.
You got to go with your intuition sometimes. He sounds way better right now, but my point is I know the cards will tell me more.
Oh, sure. Now, first, though, I need to come up to speed here. Is this the guy that, the older drinking guy?
No. This is Mr. Hot Pants. This is Mr. New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. Got it.
My goose chickens, just so you know. Oh, there's my Polish chickens.
Oh, do you just... take their eggs, or are you going to eat them? These chickens.
No, these are just cute pets. These are my pet chickens.
Oh, do you name them?
There's my naked neck. There's a naked one with his naked neck. They're called showgirls.
Oh, all right. I have to focus on the cart.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing wrong with a little nudity here. You know, naked chickens. Oh my lord.
Yep.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, so Mr. Hot Pants is like, you know, he's in Colorado right now. He's in a much better place mentally. But I just want to know, like, really what's going on.
Yeah, I remember. And wasn't this a guy that sort of disappeared?
We've known each other for over 20 years. We have a history. We have, like, I'm talking, like, past life history. Like, we probably knew each other in a past life.
Now, is he talking, like, establishing a new start with you?
I think he's trying to find something. Like, he's feeling out myself, and I'm like, I really don't have a place for you because I require certain things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I require you to work, to get a job and everything else, and, you know, I'm like,
nothing wrong with that.
The whole person behind, because he's getting opportunity. You're at a crossroads to go left to a new life or go right and keep continuing on the stupid path that you're on.
Interesting. Well, guess what? I think you can believe him and trust that he is actually speaking truth, because it came up bada bing, bada boom right there.
Holy bada bing, bada boom. You got to like bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, proof is in the pudding, if you know what
I mean.
It
always is. Yep.
Right. That's what I always say. The proof is in the pudding. You have to show me and not tell me, because, you know, people talk a lot, but it's actions that are.
That is.
My love language is action.
Well, and I really think that he's at a point in his life where he wants to pick himself up by the bootstraps and get on with a good life. You know,
right.
He was kind of a guy playing around before with his life. And now, yeah, I think you can trust him, but don't let him, and you wouldn't. This woman is so assertive, so strong, and she holds her own power, that if he came along and didn't live up to his word, she'd say, see that door? Don't let it slap you in the ass on the way out. And she would.
I probably shoot him in the ass.
Yeah. That's true. So,
but,
yes, it looks good. I'm serious. I think
he's
coming to you kind of with open arms. I'm hearing that song, Journeys, in my head.
Well, see, and I don't know if he'll be here forever. Like, I don't think he's my forever. I just think he would come and help me, and I would help him for a little while, and then life would be,
good,
and then he would move on.
He's looking for a relationship with you.
Whoa.
What
happened?
Are they fighting?
No, I have my roosters attacking my mom.
Oh, no.
Those crazy cocks.
I just saw him go at you, Grandma. There's Grandma. Say hi, Mom.
You know, who do they think they are sometimes, you know?
Oh, the chicken.
Look at
them. Geese.
Oh,
but, you know, I got a foot. Don't attack me. I'm a big person. You know,
wait, I can see what he's doing, because I don't know why he's doing it to you. He doesn't do it to me. He's done.
You shouldn't show fear. You should say, hey, son of a bitch. My bad.
I must get him now. All right, gotta go.
Well, Teresa, one last thing. Can I say something to you before you go to your angel card?
Yes.
All right. Make sure you shave your legs, because I think you're going to get a little something-something, okay?
Holy guacamole.
Right,
all right, wait. We're going to put your angel card on the show. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, you go. Angel therapy, that is the subject of your angel card. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and all us to take care of your burdens.
Yeah, does anybody ever do that?
Well, because
who thinks
about that? Who thinks that's an option, really? It would be nice, though, so somebody say, you know, you can. That's the whole faith thing, and it all depends what you believe in, how you feel.
A lot of people think angels just sit in judgment of us, you know.
Or they're just watching. They're like, it's like they're taking notes, like they're watching TV. There goes Bob again doing something stupid. What a dumbass.
They want to help
reality
us.
TV, eating angel popcorn, you know. Yeah, that Melissa, she's such a slut, you know, that type of thing like that. Like it's reality TV.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That would actually be a pretty good show, wouldn't it?
It actually would be, like Angel Reality TV.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well.
You heard it here first. If they have it now, we're going to sue them.
Now, this guy never looked this genuine before, but it's right here. This method
Oh, I thought you were. I thought a reading was over.
No, I'm talking to the people.
This people
message focuses on matters of the heart very strongly.
Listen to your heart.
But also your livelihood. If there's a calling on your life, a lot of people dissatisfied in their careers. The bottom line is you're doing a J-O-B instead
you know
of following a real career path.
Oh, J-O-B. Yeah,
is that a song?
Me.
I thought it was OPP.
Yeah, obviously it was, but I made my own song out of J-O-B. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's go to our next caller, 318, which I believe is in the state of Louisiana. Is it not 318?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Okay.
Hi.
Yes, hello. This is my listening. Can you hear me?
Not so good.
Try again.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello, can you hear me?
You're cutting in and out.
You're very choppy. I don't know if you're moving or if you're in a bad cell phone location.
You're not on speaker, are you?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Yes. Mucho. Mucho better.
Yes.
Whatever that means. But
and what is your first name, please?
Joshua.
Hello, Joshua. So
hello, ma'am.
What brings you to the show?
What would you like
evening?
To know or discuss?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question here.
All right. We're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see me and Melissa Morrow reconciling?
So you've been in a relationship?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. How long have you been parted?
Since July.
Okay.
Not that long, but right. We understand. But it seems probably long as forever. Yeah. In the future, we prefer people don't use last names. But, you know, unless that's a middle name, that's fine.
But the first name was Melissa?
I think it was Melissa, right?
Melissa
we're talking about, yes. Okay, let's go with that. Plus, the last name doesn't really have any bearing on the cards.
No.
First names will help her a little bit sometimes when she's seen different cards. The last name is like, meh, you know, it helps her distinguish when she starts getting familiar with your cards, which one's this person and which one's that person.
You know, Joshua, she seems kind of confused right now. That one jumped out of the...
And you're going to rock and roll daddy-o. I like it.
And I think she's going to need time, okay? And if you are... I'm trying to think of what's a nice way to say.
No.
Pestering her or.
Yeah, if you're coming across as me being a little bit pestering, clinging on too much, bothering, not giving space that somebody needs temporarily, that can make the problem worse instead of better, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I ain't said nothing since July, sir. Since she broke up with me, I ain't said nothing to her.
That's, oh, okay, well then, see, then you've been doing the proper thing as far as that goes. So you've given the proper space. That is, I would recommend that.
No, there is a theory or a principle that my grandmother taught me about this particular method. It's called the evolution of emotion, and it's like a clock. And when the two of you are together in a relationship, that is you being at 12 o'clock. We'll say 12 o'clock morning.
High noon.
As your relationship starts to come apart, the farthest away you'll get is to 6 o'clock. And in all those numbers in between there's no way of reconciling or reuniting. The relationship is in a damaged state, and at 6 o'clock it couldn't be further away than what you would be hoping for.
So now
for.
Is not that time.
That's right. Because I feel that you need to wait. Now remember, there's 6 more hours till midnight. And what you need to do is come back for more readings and we will clock her. Right now, I think she's still at 6 o'clock. So what you need to do is let her miss you. Let her reminisce in her mind.
Basically,
about
continue
you.
To do what you've done.
Yes.
Yes. Don't
live
don't,
your life.
Don't do drive-bys. Don't knock on the doors. you know, no stalking, social media stalking, which, you, like you said, you pretty much have been doing the right thing all along. Continue to do so, she's saying.
I feel that the more time she doesn't have you there, the more time it gives her to evolve in her heart. It's kind of deep, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and that way you know one way or other.
Yeah.
If you take that separation, either it's meant to be and she's going to come back, or it will go down a different path, and you need to know that also.
Yeah, and the thing is that she's seeing other men, you know, as hard as that may be for you to take, something to remember for us all is that nothing gives the heart 20/20 vision quite like being in the arms of the wrong person. And so what I say is, let her do what she's got to do.
And, you know, a lot of people, I've noticed that when they're on a break, they kind of, some people, it's like one person thinks they're on a break, and the other person, well, we're not really on a break, so they consider things cheating and stuff still. It's like, if you're on a break, you're on a break.
Yeah, that's the Rachel and Ross.
Well, I don't know about Friends or anything.
They were on a break.
I'm just saying, if you're on a break, it's a break. If you're not, you're not, but.
Well, like, she did choose her youngest kid's father over me when he got out of jail.
Yes.
But they
broke
up, so.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, you know, maybe she just needs to go through a little bit more of the school of hard knocks from life to learn that.
And what is the knee-jerk
response? Stop choosing knuckleheads.
Men have a knee-jerk response, and not you. You are not included in this. I'm saying those men out there that make bad decisions like this, and they will go out and have sex with everything that moves. Now, I'm not saying Melissa's going to follow in those footsteps, but I think she's going to go out and date a lot of different guys to try and get over, first of all, losing you, and second of all, making that terrible decision.
Or maybe just doing a lot more social, friend, single-type, younger stuff. Like,
yes.
Back in my younger days when I didn't have kids thing or whatever.
Dating. It's just dating.
They get that little fling, that little tickle in their shorts or something, you know.
But I want you to know, I would be very surprised if the two of you didn't get back together. It's just going to take time.
Oh, and that leads us into your angel card, because it's going to take.
Oh boy.
The subject of this angel card is patience.
We don't like that word.
Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
And you got the holidays on your side.
Everything's coming up fast.
Everybody gets so sentimental.
Yeah, one way or the other.
So you need to stay in contact with us, Joshua. We'd like to talk to
you. Yeah, everybody is welcome to call in every single show. There's no such thing as calling in too many times. It's just once per show, and we do several shows.
All right, hon. So take care. You might have said
thank
bye-bye.
You, ma'am.
Oh, there you are.
Thank you so
all
much.
All right. You're not going to be a newcomer or a stranger.
Yeah, feel free to call every single show. We do, like, a ton of them all week long.
Yeah. So I hope this was the answer you were hoping for. I would never mislead you and just say that to pump some sunshine up your shirt.
And we wish you good luck on this. And
yeah.
Hopefully it goes the way you want it to, but if it doesn't, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be. But you can keep calling back and we'll talk about that.
You're a good man,
Charlie
Joshua.
Brown.
And she's going to be sorry if she doesn't get you back.
Yeah, maybe someday she'll stop choosing poorly, but you have no control over that, so.
Well, take care, my dear. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Have a good night, and try to have a good weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to keep on. We got callers. We got callers.
You know,
when
a relationship ends like that, people turn to us because we can help you.
Yeah, and sometimes
guide your way through it.
And sometimes they don't know what kind of end. Is it an end forever?
Yeah.
Is it a break, a small break, big break? Is it an end that maybe 10 years from now, holy crap, our paths are going to cross again after our kids are grown up or whatever? All right. All sorts of mysterious bullshit out there. We're going to go to area code 520, Tucson, Arizona area.
Thank you.
Hello there. Who are we speaking to?
Lisa from Arizona. How do you guys know the states? You're so good at that.
Tell her.
We see your area code. We see your area code, and I look it up on Google things.
Oh, okay.
He loves to do that.
Well, it's kind of nice. We love seeing where
you
people
know,
are calling from, you know, to see how diversified we are.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to ask you, I just dropped my 7-year-old grandson to McDonald's at his house where he lives with his mom. And his mom, I guess, was at work, and the babysitter was there. Really nice babysitter. I'm so glad he has that babysitter. But he has an older brother that's autistic, and he has a younger brother, and they both beat up on my grandson.
Right.
And their fathers are all different fathers, including my grandson. So she's had three different guys. And
wow.
She doesn't... She works the night shift, and so she sleeps during the day. And I tell my grandson, when they're hitting you, go and tell her. Well, he says she's always asleep. And it's true. She's never, ever addressed it. So just now I went and bought them a bunch of McDonald's kid meals, and I dropped them off. And I told the older boy, I said, look, I'm doing something nice for you. He said, yeah. And I said, I want you to do something nice. You be nice to your brother here, my grandson, and don't hit him anymore, right? He said, okay. And I said, you want people to like you, right? He said, yeah. And I said, okay. So then the younger boy, I called him over and I in front of the babysitter, and I said the same thing. I said, be nice to your brother here, which is my grandson. Don't hit him. And do you see the mother calling me and being pissed off because I did that?
So I gather she's not your daughter?
Oh, God, no. I'd be kicking ass if she were.
Right.
I'd be in there kicking her ass.
Keep talking and I'll look at the
camera. Yeah, there's a lot of dynamics there. And, you know, and she's right. Some of these mothers, even though you're doing the right perfect thing by the book, some of these mothers, they don't want anybody interfering with anything, whether it's right or wrong. So it'd be interesting to see what these cards have to say. What do you believe is going to happen?
I was hoping psychically you could tell me if I'm in the clear.
That's what I'm doing for you.
Yes, cards are going down. What do you think? What do you expect to happen? Do you expect to hear from her, or are you totally flip a coin?
You know what? I don't know. I'm saying prayers right now. I just couldn't help myself. I'm tired.
Sounds like she thinks that it's going to happen.
This has been going on for years.
Oh, well, then you know what? You're a relative. You have every right to speak up.
Is your son the father of this child, the young one?
Yes.
Does he know about this situation?
My son is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot.
God, I'm
we didn't
so
know that. We
sorry.
Apologize. We did
Maybe
not know that.
Maybe he told me, and I'm really sorry. God, I cried to him. But I'll bet spiritually he's looking in.
Well,
you know.
This is the problem. My grandson's 7, and this has been going on for as long as he's been walking. My grandson's been walking the planet. And it's horrible. And so psychically, do you see the mother coming at me today?
Today.
Tonight, tomorrow. I think she knows this is a real problem, you know, and I get the sense that the babysitter does what she can. Go ahead.
It's a new babysitter, and the old babysitter was horrible, the worst you could possibly find. And a lot of crap was going on. I kept telling the mother. And, no, this new sitter is wonderful. My grandson likes her a lot. And so I feel really good. In fact, you know, I said all these things in front of the babysitter. And
good.
So psychically you see that the mother is not going to.
Well, she could, you know, pick a phone with you, but I don't see why, because I think she'd like the crap to stop too, is what I'm picking up. Okay, and she is toying with the idea of moving away with the kids.
I know.
Oh,
I know, and I'm scared.
So that's why I don't think this is going to be too big of a deal to her. But she gets, it gets on her nerves, too.
Well, do you think she'll move away from me?
I hate to say it, but I think it's quite a move. I mean, it's
really,
yeah, it'll be, well, it's like, I'm trying to think what we could, all right, you're in, let's say, you're in Arizona, correct?
Right, and I'm trying to move close to them, and she knows that. Is she going to move? Okay, she, sometimes she drives, how many hours away? 2 or 3 hours for, she has a main job, and I think she has a part-time job. Is she thinking about driving to the, moving to the big city?
That's what I'm kind of picking up on, Lisa. And I really think there could end up being a way that the two of you could coexist peacefully. And that would be, and I mean, you probably got all kinds of stresses and problems yourself.
Sure.
And you may not have the time to say, hey, if we live close to each other, I can help out with the kids.
Oh, we've been having those discussions, but I have to tell her I'm also moving. So if she moves, like, do you think it's Phoenix she's going to move to?
Just to
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Big city.
Oh.
Big city.
Yeah, it could be. Very. Well, it's a place where she's going to be very happy about the location.
These are playing cards. They don't actually have, like, signs that have a city.
Well, I just go on cue.
Signs of what they're doing and stuff.
No, God, I know. I read the cards myself. But,
I did not know that. Okay.
Well, we're all intuitive, you know. And so it's always nice to get an objective point of view. And I think that you, as a reader, are pretty intuitive. So, I mean, it would be a good thing if she moved to Phoenix because I'm relocating myself, and that would put us a little closer. Those kind of discussions we've had, I have told her, you know, that I've wanted to, and you know, get closer and help out, and she wants me to. But in the past, my grandson is 7 years old, so we, like Dr. Phil says, this isn't our first rodeo.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've taken us to therapy, she and I, and she lies in therapy. She tells lies. And I finally said at the last therapy session, I said, you know, I'm going to walk away from this because I'm not going to put my grandson through this. We're not going to fight over my grandson, and I'll just leave. I didn't say it in anger. I meant it. And then the therapist waited for me to go and go to the bathroom, and she talked to the mother. So that mother has kept me from seeing my grandson.
Oh, yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm calling. I don't know if she's going to get the razors out this time around again and say, you ever say that to my.
She might have a minor beef, but it doesn't look significant. What?
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
Well, I got a question also, because when you first were reading the cards about her question, I got the feeling that her move and her move are not going to be together.
Well, that's...
Because you felt really disappointed about the moves, like they are not going to end up in the same place.
She's difficult to read. That girl is not... She doesn't have a super, loving heart.
Right, and you seem to be kind of sad when you look at the move thing, which tells me they're not going to...
No, okay, let me tell you. This is what's happening. If you're seeing her wanting to move. I mean, I could see that if she wants to make more money and that kind of thing to move to Phoenix. I can see that. I'm relocating, and if I relocate, which I am relocating, it would put us closer. We'd be at a distance from each other, but it would put us closer and easier to get to each other.
Yeah.
If you are moving in those directions, you don't know where she's moving to, right?
Well, no, me,
her, the daughter.
It's at a distance, but that card that indicates going on a journey can mean a long ways away.
So she should probably keep looking at this.
Yeah. What I want
to
share with you, I would love to share this with you. As the boys get
older. She's
not
moving to another state.
She saw distance, so probably got to keep looking
at
that.
I'm going to have to give you another reading on another day.
Yeah, keep calling in because...
We'll probably do this tomorrow night, too. I want to share that I feel in the future, at least two of those boys are going to want to come and live with you. What?
I can only do one. I mean, I would do two, but my grandson's a handful, and I love him to pieces, and I owe it to my son. You know, I'm seeing a rainbow right now.
Oh.
I'm the oldest of nine, and I never say no when it comes to that kind of stuff. But you know what?
Yeah.
You're offering a special on your readings. I'll check it out. You're on the internet, right?
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
And you get you buy one, get one free right now. It's a promotion I'm running.
Yeah, it's just for the weekend, right?
Just till midnight tomorrow night.
Dun, dun, dun.
She's in her industry. She wouldn't be able to practice in another state. She'd have to go to school again. She's licensed in her industry. She moved out of
Is there a man in her life?
You know what? She's got all these kids. Everyone's a different father, so you tell me.
Well, I'm going to share something with you. I went through a period for about 10 years, and my children have different fathers, too. And yet I was so, in those days, so codependent that there always had to be a man to save us, to help us, to whatever. And I would bet there is one here.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I that's what I'm saying. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Gosh, you are in such a troublesome situation because she can lower the boom at any time.
Yeah, she's got complete control and she knows it. And the other thing is, I raised my two boys a single parent. I did not date. I went to school and I worked and I, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I cannot relate. I'm sorry. I'm not denigrating you and I'm not trying to be nasty to you. Everybody has their road, their journey. And,
you know, a lot of that stems from fear. Fear because we were raised in an environment where love was taught as a weakness instead of a strength.
I lost a son. You know what? I lost a son. So I'm not judging anyone. I have no reason. My life is not perfect.
I get you. I understand. Listen, we do have other callers. This is a really intense situation that I really want to help you with. We do have a new card for you. But if you do take part of my special, we'll be able to work at this with more than one question.
Sure, and we do, she knows, we do a ton of radio shows all week long.
Yeah.
All week long.
But I really
I don't
think Grandma. Yeah, it's psychiclovedoctor.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Psychiclovedoctor.
Grandma, I think we're going to come out the victor in this, in the ultimate end. You know, those kids are going to know who loves them and who doesn't. Well, not doesn't, but you know. Yeah, psychiclovedoctor.com. There's a thing
okay,
on
I got it now.
Okay, it says reading.
Yeah, I'm on the internet. I got it.
All right, well, here's your angel card.
Thank you.
All right.
Here it is. Divine order, Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So
thank you.
Chaos.
Go on to your next caller. I love you. Okay, bye.
Oh, God bless, honey. And you watch. I think those kids, you know, they're like little dogs. They have their own sense of intuition and about love and that sort of thing. So I see them being very close to you. And we will talk soon, okay?
Okay.
All okay. Right, darling. Take care. Take
you
care.
Too.
Great. Ooh, boy.
516, yeah. Next caller, state of New York, 516. I think
hello,
you're going to take us to the finish line.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi,
Kavita. How are you?
Oh, there you are. You know, I was going to message you before the show. And
we've got to get
together with you for a session. So I'll contact you after the show. But please, if you have a question.
We'll do that.
The floor is yours. You have the floor.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, this week, an opening opened up on that tour to Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone. So I'm going. I booked it.
Leaving next week.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get your feedback. What do you pick up?
Yes. I will get back to, I mean, I'll get back to you tonight. But she, at the time when I mentioned it, this last time I spoke, she was on the air, I think.
Yeah.
And she said, well, it's all full up.
Okay.
But her card still showed that she was going.
Rock and roll, daddy.
And
well,
now
people.
She's going, oh, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, she gets to go to Mount Rushmore.
What else is there?
She's going to Yellowstone, which is a site of a supervolcano that's going to blow away at half the globe in the eastern part of the United States. Sometimes, every 50,000 years it blows, so we'll see what happens.
If you watch videos on the internet, don't play with the animals there. People are getting speared and thrown, and I mean, these animals, it's, for the bison, it's rutting season, and I guess for the elk, too, you don't want to mess around with a male that's hot and bothered, you know? Yeah.
Just in case you thought you were, you probably weren't, but, you know.
Well, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, exactly. What would you like to know specifically?
Yeah, I would like to know what you see about the trip, the people, and, you know, it goes from Mount Rushmore all the way down to Salt Lake City.
Now, are you taking, what form of transportation is this?
It's a bus.
Okay.
Well, it's a nice coach, a big coach, nice fun tour bus. Those are cool.
I've always enjoyed bus rides.
Yeah.
You see more about America than... You
when
know.
It's done like that,
yeah,
not like public transportation type. When it's done like the four coach buses, they're very fun. Yeah, yeah, it's not Greyhound. I'm not knocking Greyhound, but it is.
I wonder if you'll get to see Waldrug. Waldrug.
I don't know what the hell that means.
No, what's the place when you drive from here to Florida and you keep seeing Pedro or whatever it is, and you know, 100 miles.
What is that going to mean to her going
well,
to Montana?
Waldrug is like, it's very well known. It's huge. It's like shopping and there's, well, look it up and see if it's on your itinerary because it's a really fun place
to go.
It's like, it's in South Dakota and I think
it's near where
she's going.
I just didn't
But
know.
I could be completely wrong.
I've never been very deep into
they
that.
Had a lot of signs. You'll start seeing Waldrug, 50 miles.
I got you. I've never been to South Dakota, only been just across the border into North Dakota.
It's very cowboys and stuff like that.
Want to be a cowboy, baby.
Hey,
when is that trip scheduled for?
Monday. Not this, the following week.
So it's Monday.
A week from us, so like about 9 days. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Let's focus on this when we get together. I would say yes, but try not to get stuck with somebody because there's a sign here showing me you could get stuck with a yakety-yak person in feeding that will drive you crazy.
Now, aren't these types of things you sit where you want to sit or they don't assign you seating, do they?
No, they rotate on the coach.
Yeah, you just go and, I got it.
Well, just let your own intuition guide you as you stroll down the aisle.
Oh, yeah, if you got somebody that makes you want to jump off the bus, you don't want to be that with that person through 5 or 6 states and then back again.
I always think we're closer to the driver.
It all depends, but these are different. Yeah, if you're on a Greyhound, you do that, but this is a coach. These are people that paid money to have a good time and be tourists. You want to have a nice, it's like going on a cruise with four wheels.
Or being in a bad marriage for, you know, 1,000 miles.
But you don't have to sit next to that
person. Well, but if all the seats get taken.
Yeah, but then you get off and then everybody comes back and does free-for-all.
Now, one thing I've got to share with you.
I got to.
Under Sure to Come True. And I'll tell you, you can sit here with a bottle of salsa and feed me these cards and I'll eat them. If I have to, if this never happens for you.
That's your condiment of choice for cards.
Salsa for cards.
Right. We got it. All right.
Seems like a good pairing.
Sure, go for it.
if you don't come out in your life with, I'm going to say within, let's go with 5 to 10 years, because this is still out there a little bit, but you are facing some serious fame coming to you through your work. Seriously.
Oh, really? Is the artwork?
Absolutely. Well, you're going to find an application for this that is going to, like, take the world by storm. Right now, I'm not picking up on it exactly. But I wanted to share that with you. This is huge. This right here, it's like her signing autographs. Seriously.
Just don't cut off your ear.
No, please. Kind of messy. Are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Okay. Now, on this trip, watch your pocketbook, because I'm seeing you feeling at a great loss if it gets stolen.
Oh, wow.
It'll totally ruin, and it's right up here with the BAM, you know, emerald. Bam,
oh,
right
well,
there.
You know, anytime we travel, that's a very high-risk thing. Yeah.
You know, when I took a bus trip from Minnesota out here long ago, but I sat with a little old lady.
From Pasadena?
We had stopped in Chicago. They stopped, you know, so you can eat and get the restroom
and
all that.
Poop and pee.
And she went to the bathroom, and she left her purse with me. And I thought, oh, lady, don't do that.
Well, that's that generation where people weren't assholes back so much back then.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, when she
yep.
came back, I told her, I said, you know, you could have been sitting here with somebody far less honest than me.
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be some romantic interest coming up for you too. How long is your trip, hon?
9 days.
Oh, boy, you could be ready to get married after that.
That's 9 days round trip. That's pretty. That's still. That's a lot of travel. There's a lot of bus time. They're not just dragging their feet.
Well,
yeah.
I will get with you. And we will definitely get your reading. If you want to save your free one, you could save it for when you come back.
Yeah, it's your call.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, honey. Here's your angel.
Stand by on the angel card reading.
Yeah. Oh, which
one? The subject is, you are safe. Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
And he's got a big sword.
And that's how a woman says that.
I bet he knows how to wield it, too.
Rosh Kamalko. I feel kind of bad talking about an archangel like that.
Oh, yeah. We shouldn't. We're
feels very sinful. But anyway, we're just throwing puns out there.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be it.
Thank
for
you.
Us. I'll be in touch, hon.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You're taking us
oh,
to the finish
welcome.
Line. Thank
yes.
you so much.
And now... I'm going to turn this down for Dire Straits.
We are rocking right to it.
Yes.
Let's do it to it.
Is it going to play?
Do you have the volume on?
Yeah.
What happened last time with this?
I hear it faint.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up.
It is. All the way. All right, anyway. Thanks, Dire Straits.
The internet is weird. It is a weird beast. All right, good night, blog talkers.
Good night. Have a very nice